Hello everyone, welcome to a new week in our Jesus Revealed Season 2 podcast, Jesus Revealed in Purpose. Thank you so much for walking these 4 weeks with us. We are truly grateful to God that He has kept us up until this point, and we are so thankful, and we have great expectations that He'll be with us then for the last two weeks, actually. We're in the last 2 weeks, so we're in the actual towards the end of our podcast, sadly so. And in this week 5, we are focusing on the power of resurrection and looking specifically on purpose being eternal. So purpose is eternal. And in day 29, as an opening for our week 5, we are talking about He is risen, victory in purpose. And to open up our week, to open up our episode today, I'm joined by Pastor Nsigi. Pastor Nsigi, thank you so much. Welcome. This is your debut within the show, so we're very happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. No, it's really, really happy that you've joined us. And so we're looking at He is risen, victory in purpose. And our scripture, key scripture, is in Matthew 28 from verse 5 to 6. And I'll read a portion of it, and then we can talk from there, Pastor Nsigi. It reads as follows: He is not here. He has risen, just as He said. This is a wonderfully affirming passage of scripture for believers, Pastor Nsigi. I'd just like us maybe to take our first steps in really looking at the scripture and just think about our topic for this episode. Yeah, so please, if you can guide us.
Okay, thank you. So looking at this scripture, He is risen. So when you talk resurrection, you're talking about coming back to life after death. So in this case, you are talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He rose from the dead.
Yeah.
So when we look at the story of the resurrection, we realize that, yes, He died, but it wasn't the end of His life.
Amen.
It was actually the beginning. And the fact that He rose and He is still alive is showing the impact of Christ's life to all humanity, because He didn't just resurrect, but there's also a promised resurrection. If you read the book of John, for instance, it says in the last day, that is the day of judgment, there will be a resurrection of the dead.
Yeah.
Meaning, resurrection is not only impacting us who are alive. Even those who are already dead will be impacted by resurrection, because that's when those who lived a good life then will be, you know, judged righteously, and then those who did the bad things then will be judged. So it's showing the eternal purpose of God the resurrection. So as I reflect on the scripture, I understand that there's a greater purpose in life, which is beginning from our daily walk with Christ as Christians. But also, as we walk in this journey, we need to evaluate life from an internal perspective. Jesus says to Martha, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying.
Sure.
Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die.
Amen.
That is showing us the eternal purpose of the resurrection.
I really love that, Pastor Nsigi, because I think when we think about also purpose, and as we've been looking at for over the past 4 weeks, we have recognized that actual true purpose is found in Christ. And number two, especially with what you are touching on around resurrection, it really does bring home the whole thing that our purpose really does transcend whatever is happening here. And there is a certain level of hope and new beginning that we find through Christ, as what Jesus said to Martha, saying that he is the resurrection, he is the life. And once we find Christ, we find life, we find purpose. Mm. And my question then is, when we recognize the resurrection, when we recognize life found in Christ, there obviously is an impact around how we face life, mm-hmm. and how we face setbacks as well, and mm-hmm. disappointments. Mm-hmm. What is that impact, and how do we look at life in the lens of someone that has found their resurrection or found new life mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus?
As we say, with Christ, he is the resurrection, he is the life.
Yeah.
So when he resurrected, he empowered us with his own spirit, the Holy Amen. Spirit, Amen. Who lives within us. So that is the power from Christ. So when you read Ephesians, Paul says that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the power that is in us.
Yes.
So Paul sees this power as a demonstration of God's love in the book of Ephesians.
Yes.
And he even prays that we may know Christ and in the power of his resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
So when Jesus rose from the dead, it was a demonstration of God's love. And mm-hmm. we know that he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And Amen. We also Amen. Are seated in him. So then it means whatever challenges that we face on earth, there's a greater power mm. within mm. us. There's something greater than us, something greater than anything in the world that exists, that is alive within us. Yeah. So yeah. also we as Christians, we should have also that desire to know this power. So we need to yearn to experience this transformative power of Christ's resurrection. For me, it's the key aspect of our Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we should also be willing to share in yes, the suffering
yes,
because
yes,
Jesus yes, also yes. suffered, right?
Sure, that's true.
So no kind of death, mm-hmm. no kind of trials, no tribulations can diminish the power of the resurrection of Christ. So we may face various situations in life, but we should recognize that there is a greater power that is above every situation. But the challenge that I believe is that as Christians, we are not aware of what we carry within us.
Amen.
We carry a living power. It's the power of the living word. And we should recognize that in our spiritual journey, we need to die to self.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm learning right now. I've realized that self is a hindrance to the manifestation of God's power. So as long as the self is alive, you know, it's going to be difficult. You know, even with the seed may look dead, right? But once it's put on the ground, it resurrects, it springs forth. So that is the perspective that we must have, that even if you can see that this situation looks dead, as long as you have Christ in you, there's a greater purpose. You've Amen. Got a better Amen. Opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really like that, Pastor Nsiki, especially what you said around as long as, you know, you've got the resurrection power, as long as Christ's power is in you, nothing truly dies in a sense. It has that power to rise again. And I think you did reflect on it just based on your personal experience and needing to die to self. My question that I'd like to maybe just further understand as well is how just that reality of the resurrection power or the resurrecting power of Christ impacts just the daily lives, our daily walk with Christ, and how that really looks like. If you can just really just maybe just take us through that.
Mm. So when you look at the scripture, Mary and the other women, when they went to look at Jesus' tomb, they found the tomb empty, and the angel said, he's resurrected. But then there was an instruction that came with that, let's go, you know? So so that call to action, let now go and tell the disciples.
It's
the same call that Jesus Christ gave the disciples in I think in verse 19 of the same scripture. That's therefore go. So we, as Christians, we have a greater purpose to go and tell the world. So as I said that at the end of it all, everybody will be judged.
Yes.
But as children of God, now that we understand the power of resurrection, now that we understand that there is a greater purpose, so we have a responsibility to ensure that no one will be judged, you know?
Amen.
So that even those, as long as people are alive, they have an opportunity. So it's up to us to ensure that we make the world know that there is something greater.
Sure.
There is an opportunity to live a life in eternity with God than, you know, thinking that once you die, it's the end.
Yeah, I really like that, Pastor Ntsiki. And I think in that almost a call for us to let people know about this resurrection power that they can attain through Christ. I see it in my mind in two ways. There's us telling them and really sharing those good news. But there's also the lives that we as carriers of the resurrection power should live that reflects the resurrection power. And my question is, just in what ways can we show that power of new life, or just of that resurrection power in our walk, either with our family, with our friends, and just anywhere where we have touch points of relationships?
Okay. So this resurrection power changes you internally, right? So because you are changed, so also your perspective in life will change.
Yes.
So personally, I try not to look at people in the flesh only.
Amen.
I understand that everyone is a tripartite being with a body, soul, and spirit. And that helps me understand that a person expresses himself according to the dominant part of his nature. So my purpose in life is to navigate relationships in a manner that will give me an opportunity to draw people I associate with to the realities of a new nature, which is our new nature in Christ. So with that perspective, I realize that there's a greater purpose to life. We are here to make a difference in the world for God, because God's desire is that all men must be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So by us believing in Christ, right, and in the power of the resurrection, we are saying that we are partaking of something big, right? So in the manner that we live, we need to live knowing that we are no longer on our own. We are no longer in charge. We are no longer controlling the self. So we need to surrender, live a life of surrender, live a life that is directed by the Holy Spirit, right? Because if you understand that you are not living alone, you have a power within you. And what's interesting is that that's resurrection power. You can imagine a power that raises someone from the dead. The magnitude of that power. It means now, as a child of God, you need to make an impact out there, because you have a power from on high. So even if you meet someone with a challenge, maybe, for instance, someone is sick and you need to pray for that, you pray from that perspective of knowing that you are not praying as a natural person, but you are praying as someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But also it takes an effort that you also spend time with our friend, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So you need to ensure that you nurture the relationship with the Holy Spirit, because the power doesn't come automatically. That power needs you to have an intimate relationship with God Himself, with Christ, and with the Holy Spirit.
Sure. That was such a great way to really wrap it up, Pastor Nsegi, because I think from what we're gathering, and a big thing that is that is coming across is that, man, we are carriers of something that is very, very heavy, that is very, very weighty, and that is very supernatural, very powerful. And I think in our daily walk, sometimes we understate the magnitude of what we are carrying as believers. And so with this resurrection power, to the point that you made earlier, there is absolutely nothing in our lives that truly dies, I guess, except for sin and self and us wanting what we want, but truly living a life of surrender. And once we pursue things in that way, then new life springs forth in our lives, and new life actually manifests better in people's life as we take more of Christ, and as we surrender more to Him and leave what holds us back, and then grab hold and appreciate the weight that we are carrying in the resurrection power, and walking and having that intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. I think that is an incredible way for us to really walk in a manner that is, that reflects that Christ not only has risen, but He is surely alive in us as well.
And yes, He has given us victory.
Amen.
So we need to live a victorious life.
Amen.
Pastor, not just for ourselves, but even for those around us.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you.
I think this was such a wonderful, wonderful session, and a great way to kick off our week. So God bless you, and thank you once again. To everyone that has been listening to us, Christ has risen. Christ is risen. He is alive, He is living in us, and He is seated on the right hand. And we are co-heirs of that magnitude, of that power, of His resurrection power. So go out there, share those good news, and also carry that weight with the Holy Spirit to wherever you go, because we are carriers of His presence and carriers of His glory. So if this was a blessing to you, my encouragement is to both subscribe, is to like, is to share it with as many people as possible. You can find us on Apple, you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on YouTube, and across many other social media channels. And if this has been a blessing to us, my prayer is that you walk this journey with us as we commence with week 5. We'll see you next episode, God willing. God bless you.